Imagine, you're a housewife in 1943. Your day consists mainly of cleaning your Sears modern home, cooking for your dear husband when he comes home from work, taking care of your sweet children, and enjoying the occasional luncheon party with your neighborhood girlfriends. But now, the country needs your husband more than you do. World War II is raging, and more men are needed to defend the country. Your dear husband is now being drafted off to the war. You're left at home with your children and homely duties. However, America not only needs your husband, they also need you. You are now needed to work in the factories, along with all the other housewives. There is a demand for both workers and the manufacturing of necessities for the war. Materials are now being rationed, and factories are in need for workers. But with all the men gone, you are now their replacement. But you are not being treated how they were. The men in charge do not see you as equals to their former employees. They may not believe that their female employees are capable of working, which would then lead to the female workers not being able to receive the same opportunities that male workers have. This was the reality for many women who had to start working in the same factories that their husbands had. However, they were not respected like their spouses. On top of all of that, they still had to go home and take care of their children. All this piled on top of their spouse away fighting was definitely stressful for all working women. Now imagine, you're a woman in today's world. You want to go into a male-dominated career such as construction. You are ready to be fully involved with your career, and you are looking forward to any potential opportunities you might be given. But you are also aware of the issues of sexual discrimination that are very apparent in your chosen field. For example, your employer might not think that you are worthy of a promotion because you do not seem as capable as your male coworker. Many women have to prepare themselves for issues like these. They have to prepare themselves for unequal treatment and unjust expectations. Working mothers are also expected to be both dedicated to their careers and to taking care of their children at homes. Working mothers should not be judged if they decide that they want to be very dedicated to both their careers and families. Just as women should not be judged for their decisions regarding if they do or do not want children. If a woman decides that she would much rather go into her dream career than settle down and have a family, then she is considered selfish. Or say a mother decides that she wants to be a stay-at-home mother, she is considered lazy. There is almost no way for women to win this battle. The stressors of the average working woman in the modern world need to be addressed, and there needs to be changes made. Women should be given the same treatment as their male coworkers, which also includes being given the same opportunities for promotions. That being said, promotions should be based on which candidate is more qualified, and not the candidate that belongs to the sex that has been historically favored in the field. Working mothers should also not be constantly bombarded with unsolicited advice and comments on whether or not she should be more dedicated to career or family. If female workers are less stressed and these issues are taken care of, then there will be improvements in the work ethic, which then leads to a better work environment and company. The men in charge need to realize this, and they need to work towards a more equal playing field. Male-dominated careers, such as construction, transportation, or agriculture, are not always the safest for women. There are issues of sexual harassment, unequal opportunities, and unjust expectations. Women working in male-dominated careers have to prepare themselves for any sort of potential gender discrimination. This is most definitely a major stressor for any working woman, and sometimes this is piled onto prominent issues of sexual harassment that some women might experience in their workspace. There is no excuse for this sort of behavior in any career or workspace. If more people are held accountable for their actions, then that will at least alleviate some stress off of female workers. Feminism is a powerful movement that has led to so many great things. However, there is still work needed to be done. For example, young girls should be raised into a world where they can work alongside their male peers, not for them. Another thing that needs to be taken care of is the issue of sexual harassment. Many women who have been harassed in their workspace might not be taken seriously by their employers, and their employers might not even do anything about the issue. This is a step in the wrong direction, and more needs to be done to battle the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace. Male workers should also start seeing their female coworkers as equals. Just because women haven't historically worked in a specific career that is now male-dominated does not mean that they are not capable of doing the work. In the past, women were not allowed to go into such fields. It was seen as unladylike. But as the world changed, they were either needed to work or they simply wanted to make something for themselves. Women want to be able to go out into the world and go into any career that might be ideal for them. However, sexism is still prominent in today's world, and it makes it difficult for a woman to go into a career that she is so passionate about. Society needs to change, and these changes could start with making male-dominated careers more accessible for women around the world. As a community, we need to bring to attention the unfair treatment that women go through in their careers, especially male-dominated careers, which are more difficult for women to go into. Not many individuals would argue against the equal treatment of women who have jobs that are typically male-dominated, but some people may have old values where they believe that women are not as capable to fully match the work ethic of their male counterparts. These ideas and beliefs need to be proven wrong in order to create stronger work environments for all employees, regardless of gender. If all employees are treated fairly and equally, then they will be able to have stronger work environments and their work performance will also improve. Overall, it is important for women to be presented with equal opportunities in their careers. Thank you for listening to my podcast over the issues faced by women working in male-dominated careers. As both a feminist and someone who wants to go into a male-dominated career, it is important for me to address these issues and to make my voice heard. If you can, I suggest you try to make the world a more equal and fair place. You could start by listening to female workers who have not been treated fairly, or you could show the younger generation how to treat all of their peers equally. And again, thank you for taking your time to listen to my podcast.